You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
As usual, we start off with how the markets have been moving, because they have indeed been moving for the last 2 days. And who better to reflect on these market movements with than one David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth. Good evening, Uncle David. Lovely to speak to you on a Wednesday. I think I'm still dizzy from everything that's been happening this week. Markets are just going on their own. Everything's doing its own thing. ShopRite's hitting almost 300 Rand a share. Capitec's hit over 2,600 Rand a share. What do you make of what's happening?
Well, it just shows you a little bit of enthusiasm or a little bit of confidence what it can do. And it just shows you, you know, how people can respond to it. So I don't want to kill optimism. I think optimism is an incredible force, and in itself it can lead to growth. So you know, let's go on with it. There's still a lot of criticism about the government of national unity, but give it a chance. You know, don't start killing it before it's even started. So I'm very happy at where we are now. We didn't envisage this a month ago, or even, you know, longer than that. So the fact that markets are responding is great. And Jimmy, big volumes. You know, we were in 30 billion today. We haven't seen that for a long time, with the banks dominating the value traded, and has been for the last couple of weeks, for the last couple of days.
Uncle David, we spoke about this, saying we needed a catalyst to get markets up and running. It was a good time to get in, because we never knew when the catalyst was going to come in or what the catalyst was going to be. And for the longest time, expectation was obviously that it would be a rate cut out of the US or something external to South Africa. Yeah. This has certainly been a surprise. But we've been having this conversation for the last couple of weeks, you and I, to say, get in now before you miss it.
I think, in fact, where we were talking was on the Rand, saying that if there are rate cuts in the US and the dollar comes down, this Rand can go 17.50, 17, you know, and it's come from another direction. But it still shows you, you know, how fast these markets can move. What has surprised me was the level at which retailers turned around, and which the banks have turned around very, very strong with big volume. But Jimmy, another story is it's right across the board. If you go into small and medium caps, you know, companies that we never even discuss on the show, there's been huge, you know, a lot of buying across the board. I'm not sure who's buying those shares, but this is a very broad rally where I think the gainers have outnumbered the losers, you know, at least 4-1 or 3-1, whatever it is. So, you know, it's lovely to see this. Just one point, we haven't quite hit an all-time high. I was just checking on the All Share Index, and on the 27th of January, 1923, can you believe that? 2023, we hit, I think, 80791, and I think today we closed at 80714, so still about 80 odd points shy of the all-time. We'll get there, don't worry.
So that'll happen, I'm sure that'll happen certainly in this week, still most likely by the end of the week.
Yeah. The momentum's behind this market, and you get FOMO as well, that people feel that they've missed out. I think there's quite a bit of foreign buying, and we can see it in both. You know, we can see it in three ways. You could see it in, number one, our market, the banks and retailers. You can see it in the bond market, where rates have come down quite considerably, despite today's – I didn't look today, despite the inflation number. And the third is property, property market booming. You know, and that's as rates come down, of course, it makes property shares a little more attractive. So we've seen some, you know, some big movements in property as well. So it's been good.
You mentioned the property side of it, Uncle David, and I look at just that, but also the other stocks as well. As you rightly mentioned, we're seeing it across the board. I mean, you can pick out any real stock that you're looking at, and if you look at the stock's performance in the month of May, in most cases, they're eclipsing the last 3 or 4 months, maybe even 5 months of movement. Growthpoint is one such example. The share price was kind of struggling along and is already up probably around 16% for this month. I saw that something like City Lodge as well, which had been struggling around that four rand a range, now has almost undone the last three or four months of bearish price movement. So it's big moves all happening at once, and you say we've got the momentum. Is the momentum sustainable?
It's not for me to say. It's up for you know. I think it will be. I think that, you know, it builds on itself. Momentum builds on itself. So I don't think there's any reason to take profits now. And once you start breaking through resistance levels, then it's then it becomes a bit of a free for all. I think the one side of the market. Jimmy, you must also, there's, you know, our market's kind of split into three different areas. We've got all the big heavyweight foreign companies, which dominate the, you know, the market cap. Those are the AB InBevs and British American Tobacco and the miners and that. And then you've got the resources, which I mentioned, and then you've got SA Inc. So what's happened is that we are not in control of those big caps. You know, that's foreign markets that make the price. We're not in control of the resource market. But, I mean, for the meantime, both of those are steady despite concerns about Europe and what's happening in Europe. There's still a lot of uncertainty there, and those markets are quite fragile at the moment. But, you know, yesterday the top seven caps, the top seven highest capital capitalized shares on our market were all down, and yet we were up 3.5%. So you can see what happens when you know, the financials right across the board and retailers all contribute in a big way. It did move the needle quite a bit. So that's the only downside, is that is on the mining, you know, on some of those big caps that can destroy our party. They won't destroy the shares, you know, but this would be the index, which might not respond how we want it to.
Which would actually answer the question around what's been happening with the top 40. And I just had I just pulled up a Naspers chart, and the share price topped 4,000 or 4,000 rand a share, but now is sitting kind of around 3,000, sort of 3,780. Yeah. But it topped the 4,000 mark last month. So definitely not reacting as strongly as we've seen the other shares. I think of the likes of Capitec that broke through all time highs. Yeah. The ShopRite's that broke through all-time highs, but you didn't see the same from a Naspers that has that concentration to Tencent, that is more of an offshore company than it is a local company.
And
but
the rand.
Absolutely.
The rand as well, Jimmy. You know, it's the conversion of the rand, you know, of all those prices, the process price and so on. So, for example, today AB InBev was down quite a bit, and so was Richemont. So you can get that. That's kind of, I don't want to say the soft underbelly. That's our you know, what can just topple us a little, or just keep the index. I'm talking the index. I'm not talking the, you know, the demand for our retailers and our food companies and all those SA Inc. companies. I'm talking mainly at the top of the market. So yeah, you've got to bear that in mind. And the rand kills us as well. The stronger the rand goes, the more difficult it is, you know, for those companies to actually perform, because we convert the British price or the European prices into ours at whatever the prevailing rate of exchange is. So while it helped us when the rand was weak, it kind of kills us when the rand gets stronger. Still, I'll buy that. I'm happy with it. Don't worry.
I think the rand side of it, while it is a factor, given that some of these companies are able to still earn in offshore currencies, makes it still beneficial for as long as the rand remains above a certain price point. We can move a couple of cents this way, that way, but as long as we've got a base case of a rand, say 17 rand is the base case, then markets kind of have an idea of, oh, okay, this is how it's going to perform regardless of what's happening. Why did it take so long for resources to come to the party? Yesterday, financial stocks 6%, absolute bonkers. But today, resources were suddenly coming to the party.
I don't know. I don't know why they're weak. You know, that's what I had no idea, because I saw, you know, the copper price, which we were talking about when it was 11,000, and everybody was getting very excited about the Billiton deal. You know, that copper price fell to about 9,700. It's steadied now. We're starting to see a little bit of steadiness in the platinum. Iron ore is hovering around 106, so we're not seeing further weakness. But Jimmy, once rates start to come down, they are going to come down. You know, in the US, there will be rate reductions. And when we start to see that and more in Europe and in the UK, then you are going to get the rand improving because the dollar will won't topple, but it will give back a little. And that's going to be, you know, that's going to give the rand a big boost. And that will give miners a boost as well. So we've still got that to look forward to in the second half of the year.
So with the second half of the year ahead of us, Uncle David, where do you then position yourselves? I mean, we saw the rally. We expect that there'll be some continued momentum. But at the same time, it still is quite a volatile situation that can turn around, as we've seen, overnight. How do you then look to the second half of the year and say, you know what, this is... Because we've looked at commodities as a sector and said this is a fairly decent time to get in. But is it time to be looking at something like SA retailers, and they've gone through quite a bit...
That's a hard one. You know, when I say it's a hard one, because when we actually looked, you know, in depth at some of our retail numbers, there's still issues there. The consumer is under pressure. So it will be driven by re-rating rather than absolute results. But it will happen. You know, it's not going to hold it back. People will start to buy, or investors will start to buy. Simply, I think our retailers, well, they've been reasonably well run until we got the spas and the, you know, all the other issues and that. But I mean, if you look at most of the results coming out, they're very, very acceptable. And I think, you know, that will be an area. I still think your banks are going to dominate. So you can, you know, broadly, even those big shares that I was talking about will also start to benefit as Europe picks up in US markets. Don't write off tech. That's the worst thing you can do. You know, earnings might slow down, but they're still going to be strong. It's still going to be a very tech-dominated market, simply because those are just too big to ignore.
You can't ignore them.
You can choose everything, you know what I mean? You can actually throw a dart. You're going to make money in the second half of the year.
Oh, that's positive, right? That's positive. Any sector you decide on.
even property, and as we're seeing now. So I'm quite optimistic. I like where we are.
That's not good.
You know, it's after how many years have we been battling, from COVID to wars and everything, we can actually sit back and say, yeah, let's enjoy these markets.
And that's it, right? It's been quite a tough, and we can't even say it's been a tough couple of months. It's been a tough couple of years. I mean, we're now in 2024. Yeah. It's been a tough four years having to deal with the pandemic, having to deal with everything that's happened. Yeah. And now might be the time to sit back, throw a dart at something, and just go and make money. I like that. That's the kind of optimism that we need. That's the level of optimism that we need. Thanks so much, Uncle David. Lovely speaking to you as always. David Shapiro of Sasfin Wealth joining me to reflect on the current market movements, what's happening in the market at the moment, and the fact that you can make money almost everywhere.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.